the local businesses thriving in our community, the wonderful churches and kids excelling throughout our community. We are proud of Albia just like you, proud to support, serve, and protect our community. Next time you think of your insurance and protection needs, think of GNP Insurance. Give us a call and go Big Blue.
From fluffy pancakes and hearty omelets to burgers, salads, tenderloins, wraps, and much more, we serve up breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the Highway Restaurant in Albia on Highway 34. Whether it's a morning snack or a hearty evening meal, it's Albia's hidden gem. The perfect place to dine with family and friends in our open family-style restaurant where breakfast is served all day. Open Monday through Sunday, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. The Highway Restaurant, all day, every day. It's just that good.
At Country Roads Meat Market in Centerville, we believe in the power of local. That's why every fresh cut of beef and pork comes straight from the hardworking hands of our local farmers. We're not just a market, we're a community, supporting our local farmers by bringing you the most flavorful meats around. Hosting a gathering? Be sure to try our beef sticks and summer sausage, too. All crafted in-house. When you choose Country Roads Meat Market, you're not just getting top-notch meat, you're supporting the heartbeat of our communities. Country Roads Meat Market. Stop in our store in Centerville and taste the difference that local pride makes.
Hometown Family Dental is hometown proud of the Albia Blue Demons. Dr. Molly Mullen, an Albia native, and her staff are committed to providing comprehensive, comfortable, caring, excellent dentistry for the entire family. Hometown Family Dental is currently accepting new patients and now offering orthodontic services. Hometown Family Dental, located on the east side of the historic Albia Square, creating smiles with a personal touch. Attention all archery enthusiasts, it's time to upgrade your bow game with the latest arrival of Hoyt and Expedition bows at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the new Hoyt and Expedition bows will elevate your archery experience. Bluff Creek Archery also offers great selections of quality used bows, perfect for those looking for high performance at a great value. Carrying all the accessories you need and offering service, repairs, and adjustments for all brands. Hit your mark with Bluff Creek Archery in Albia.
Hi, this is Katie McDonald, branch manager of People's State Bank and office of South Ottumwa Savings Bank. Are you looking to purchase something new or new to you this year? Come see me for all your lending needs. Looking for a new car or recreational vehicle? We have some great rates. Looking to purchase or refinance your home? We have financing for that too and some of the lowest closing costs around. Come see me on the Albia Square. I would love to finance your next big purchase. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Cyclones, the Chiefs, BCS, Final Four, the Super Bowl, the Indy 500, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, Ironman Field. Victorious tonight on the Blue Demons 41-7. Explosive second half, guys. And, you felt like in that first half, Shane, something that was maybe a little bit of a common theme in the season, that the offense was able to move the football but not finish. Yep. Left a couple of scoring opportunities on the table, but man, you come out in that third quarter and it was unbelievable.
Very good point. I think that the word for tonight is finish. That they really did. And, you know, once again, the identity of this team really has been the defense. And the defense, man, they played great ball tonight.
All right, guys, down the sideline. This was an important win for Albia, not just because it was homecoming, but now you're putting yourself in a position where you can still get that the district title, and you're fighting for a playoff spot. No longer, I think, is Albia fighting for a playoff berth, but where do you find yourself in the pecking order of those first-round combinations?
That's right, and I think a lot will have to do with how everything shakes out tonight, too. I know Mediapolis is playing Mid-Prairie, and that's a huge game in this district to see who's going to come out on top. Because Mid-Prairie right now looks like the train that's going to have to be beaten. So I think Albia's going to be, they're going to be right there, though. I mean, everybody has a loss. Everybody's got a chance. So I'm super excited the way this team came out in the second half. And they really, you know, they just played free football, I thought. I think they just came out and was like, guys, I think we know we're better than this. And they came out and showed it in the second half.
Special teams are special in some weird ways tonight, Christian. The two kickoffs that were fumbles that Albia recovered, those are momentum grabbers, too.
That's right. And the whole game long, I mean, it didn't matter if offense, defense, special teams, it was perfect team playing. Might not have been perfect on every play, but it was perfect effort, and they wanted to come out there, especially in that second half, execution. Execute, finish the plays, finish the drives, and that was the difference maker.
Albia having its dedication night. This is where they bring out the seniors will bring out someone to dedicate their game and the season to.
What a great tradition! Yeah. It's always a neat thing every year to see this, and it teaches these young guys to honor some people that have helped them through the way.
We will try to keep this here on Albia.tv. Give you some hints of this. Folks who are going to jump into the locker room show. We'll also have the statewide show to get you all the scores. A lot of really big football games tonight. Seniors out there getting hugs from friends and family. They're going to be dedicating. They're Christian, you did this, and it was a special night for the athlete and for the person they're recognizing and honoring.
That's right. You know, so many, you see all these guys out in these jerseys making these awesome plays and stuff, but, you know, it's people in their lives that help them, you know, encouragement, get into where they need to be. I know I chose my Uncle Jimmy because he was awesome. He took me in and put me underneath his wing, put me through a training program, got me where I needed to be, and every single one of these people out here are well-deserved of what it is. They put, you're the plant. They're the ones pouring that water so you grow. And, you know, every single one of these people deserve what they're getting tonight.
Welcome, everyone.
Well, we'll turn it over to the PA and let you enjoy the ambience of dedication tonight.
Casey Baker. I dedicate this game to my brother, Cody Cosman. You were always my role model growing up. I watched everything you did and wanted to be just like you. I wanted to be just like my big brother. I wouldn't be the person I am today without you, and I know you would be proud of how I turned out. I remember the days going outside in the backyard and playing catch with you or playing basketball with you in the driveway. You never made it easy, and I don't think you ever let me win, but I didn't care because I was spending time with my big brother. You helped me fall in love with sports and encouraged me every day to keep pushing. It didn't matter what sport I was playing. You were there cheering me on from the stands. Sometimes I think you would cheer just to try to embarrass me, and it would work. When I would hear someone going crazy in the stands, I wouldn't even look because I knew it was most likely you. No matter how good or bad I did, you would always send me a text the next day saying how much of a stud I was. I miss seeing you in the stands and hearing you cheer. I miss hearing you laugh loud and seeing your cheesy smile. But what I miss most of all is your big bear hugs that you would give. Life has been difficult without you by my side. There isn't a day when you don't cross my mind. I know you are still watching me and cheering me on. I look forward to seeing you again. Love your little brother, Kaysen. With Kaysen is Kaylee Cosman, his sister. Kaysen Baker. Ethan Ballard dedicates this night to Slater Poe. Slater, you've been with me through the ups and downs throughout my high school career, and for that, I thank you. You've been a great coach to me and an even better friend. I can't thank you enough for all the lessons you have taught me and the advice you have given me. I also want to thank you for sacrificing countless hours away from your family and work to come watch me play football or take me to wrestling meet. It means a lot to me, and I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you sincerely, Nathan Ballard. This is Simon Pettit. After a little consideration, I've decided to dedicate tonight to my grandpa, Michael Judge. Even though my grandpa isn't here physically tonight, I promise you he has the best seat in the house. My grandpa was the best role model I could have asked for. Whenever I needed to talk about something or I needed any kind of advice, he was my person. Pa molded me into the man I am today, and I still strive to be more like him every day. He was my biggest supporter. Pa had every reason to be cocky. However, he was the most humble guy I have ever known. He taught me the importance of hard work, perseverance, and sportsmanship. I remember the countless afternoons we spent together eating ice cream and him sharing stories of his own youth and the lessons he learned along the way. I remember him coming to all my games when he was healthy. He wouldn't have missed them for anything. He would always sit with me and tell me how well I did, even when I knew I didn't play well. No matter what it was, he always made sure I felt better about it. I can't even describe how hard it is without you, Pa, but I promise I will make you proud. For everyone that still has their grandpa, don't take them for granted. I wish I did. Simon Pettit. People badly, I dedicate this game to Uncle Kurt because he's helped me through the ups and downs of my high school years. He's always there for me, motivating me before games, whether that is a text message, phone call, or talking to me before the game starts. I want to thank you for all the lessons you have taught me and advice you have given me. Thank you for everything you do for me. It has taught me a lot through my high school years. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you. Sincerely, Cooper Bradley. Spencer Madison, I'm dedicating this game to one of my biggest supporters in the world, my grandfather Dale Madison. He has always supported me in life whenever it was in sports, school, church, or anywhere else. He's the one of the nicest, most genuine people you could ever meet. Although he cannot make it to my games very often, he's always watching it on TV or listening to it on the radio. He calls me the next day to talk to me about the game and tell me how well I played. One of my favorite memories with Grandpa is when he, my brother, and I went fishing at the reservoir. We were there for hours and none of us caught a fish or even got a bite, but doing things like fishing with him are memories that I will never forget. Thank you for always being there for me and always supporting me in anything that I choose to do. I love you, Grandpa, and I'm dedicating this game to you. Spencer. Rowan Archer, without much thought, I decided to write my letter for my grandma. Since I can remember, my grandma has always been there for me in my life, no matter what. She's always been willing to spend time with me, either fishing or going to the lake. She is always there to support me in anything I do. I can't remember the last time she missed one of my sporting events. As I've grown up, she's been a role model for me, and I will always look up to her no matter what. Without my grandma, I don't think I would be the person I am today. She's always pushing me to be better and to continue to work at the things I love. Even without my grandpa here, she does as much as she can to be there for us. You're the best grandma anyone could ask for. Love, Rowan. Maddox Kennedy, I dedicate this game to my papa. Thank you, Papa, for always pushing me to be the best I could be as an athlete, student, and most of all, a better person. I dedicate this game to you because you dedicated your time to me when I was just a kid. You were constantly mowing baseball and football fields into your yard just for us to practice doing what we loved with you. You were always hurting your back or arm because you would try to arm wrestle with me. You would put aside everything you had going on just to spend every bit of time you could with me, taking me to church, the farm, games, and practices. You always showed up for my games and wouldn't miss them for the world. All the way from Little League to my senior year game, rain or shine, you've been there cheering for me in the stands. I can't even begin to thank you enough for all the lessons you've taught me. Now that my senior year is here and this is my last time playing what I love, I think one of the things I'll miss the most is your phone calls after my games to tell me your thoughts, how I can improve, and telling me you love me. My love for you can't be put into words or fit into paper I've written. But Papa, you made me the man and athlete I am today. Even though you're not my grandfather by blood, I wouldn't rather have anyone else to call my grandfather. I love you, Papa. Maddox. Jesse McMillan, I dedicated my senior season to my personal trainer, coach, motivator, and Uncle Bruce Rhodes. For the past 4 years of my life, I've had a handful of people in my corner who have stuck through with me and encouraged me to do my best and give full effort towards everything. Bruce, you are the voice I hear in my head when I walk out on the field for practices and games. Imagining you in the stands cheering me on is what motivates me to perform at my highest level. For the past couple off seasons, you've been working with me day in and day out to get me ready for college football, and it's been the best couple years of my life. I cannot begin to express how grateful I am for all the help and time you put in for me and the hours you spent training me to succeed. Every workout, every training session, and every little ounce of work we've done together has contributed to this season, and I know I will likely miss two more games, but the film I have now, my future high school football career, and other athletics are in your honor, and I couldn't ask for a better trainer, mentor, and friend. Thank you, Jesse McMillan. I dedicate this game to, Luke Wynn. Dear Grandpa Jerry, I dedicate this to you. Grandpa, you've been one of my biggest supporters throughout my football career. I've enjoyed having such a great role model to look up to my whole life. You have taught me many life lessons that I will have with me forever. Grandma Camilla would definitely be proud of us both. I love you, Grandpa. Sincerely, Luke. Grant Powers, I dedicate this game to one of my biggest supporters, Travis Pat. Travis has been around my entire life, whether it was Little League baseball practice, whether he was hitting me grounders, to just asking how my football game went Saturday morning. Travis always seems to care. Even when it comes to school, I can always tell he wants me to succeed in life. Some of my favorite memories of Travis are shooting hoops with him in the driveway, making funny videos, watching football, and waking up early with him to get to the deer stand. I'm so thankful to have had Travis around my whole life to support me and help me with everything I do and want to do with my life. Thank you, Travis. Grant. Connor Pickerel, I dedicate this game to the person who has helped me the most with school over the past couple of years, Mrs. DeForest. Mrs. DeForest has helped me so much in school and is the sole reason I passed math the past 2 years. She deserves the world for all she has done for me. There were times when she could have just not helped me when I didn't try, but she sacrificed her own time to help me through it. One time I even wrote, "Please don't fail me," on the top of my test, and while that didn't work, instead of failing me, she decided she was going to help me when she never had to. She's also one of the kindest people I've ever met. She's never not being a great person. She always has a smile on her face, no matter what, she looks out for everyone when she doesn't have to. I was never the best kid in her class, but that didn't matter to her. She just wanted to see me succeed in life no matter what it took from her. That meant a lot to me, maybe not then, but definitely now that I look back on things. I encourage everyone to be like Mrs. DeForest because it would be mean the world, it would make the world a lot better of a place. Thank you, Mrs. DeForest. Connor. Barrett Carmen. Dear Mrs. Mott, I dedicate this game to you because you've always been there to help me when I needed you. Being in your class is truly fun, even though we have to work sometimes. No matter what, your class makes me smile, and I like being there. Whenever I had things going on outside of school, you always checked on me. You made it so I had more extended deadlines for my work, and you made sure that I was okay when things happened. You are indeed one of the nicest teachers and best people in town. Anytime I see you around town, you always wave and smile to stop and say hi. You always ask me how I'm doing and really care. So thank you for everything you do for this school and everything you've done for me to help me succeed in life. Sincerely, Barrett Carmen. Matt Selby, I would like to dedicate my season to my late grandma, Julie Ogle, or Mimi. Mimi was the kindest person I ever met, and I think she will have that title for the rest of my life. Whether it was buying snacks for me or the rest of my siblings or talking to me after a long day, she always wanted the best for me. Even though when she was in pain from her illness or surgeries, she would ignore her own problems and focus on us and what we needed. Her drive to do things for others, no matter her difficulties, inspired me and taught me how to be kind for others, and I hope to one day be as kind as her. I love you and miss you, Mimi. Matt.
And that concludes your dedication night. Big homecoming victory for the Blue Demons, Miss 41-7, the final score. We'll come back and get final comments and then get into the locker room show. Brought to you by Summers Insurance.
Absolute Cleaning Systems, serving southern and central Iowa with locations in Albia and Des Moines, and family owned and operated since 2014. Absolute Cleaning Systems, best service, best pricing, and best value. We are a full service cleaning company specializing in carpet and all flooring, also offering commercial janitorial cleaning for your business. Simply put, it's cleaning the way you want it done, combining the best equipment and knowledge with the best technicians and superior service. Schedule your appointment today by visiting AbsoluteCleaningSystems.com.
Re-elect Mike Berry for Monroe County Supervisor. Mike Berry loves serving the people of Monroe County and is proud of his record. On November 5th, cast your vote for Mike Berry, a common sense conservative for Monroe County Board of Supervisors.
Big homecoming here for the Blue Demons. A huge second half, Shane Holmes, and 6-0 halftime lead to come out in the third quarter, and it just that offense that we knew was on the verge really broke through.
Yeah, they broke the dam tonight, and I think that's the offense we've been waiting for all year, and I think the coaches have been waiting for it, and everything just clicked tonight, and what a show.
Well, let's go down and catch up with Coach Justin Huber down there on the Hardee's post-game coaches interview. Jackson Pitts down there on the 40-yard line.
Coach, we've been talking all season about how close your offense is to just breaking out and having a huge game. You know, what did you see from them tonight to break out and get this huge homecoming win?
You know, I think it was just great effort offensively and defensively, and our whole team specials as well, that we just came out and were playing physical, and we knew how well we could play if we played physical, and Davis County, give their hats to them, they're a physical football team, but we knew it was going to happen one of these days, and it finally kind of all clicked together tonight, so really proud of our guys and the effort they had.
Coach, your seniors are just the backbone of this team. You know, they play so much up and down on special teams, on offense and defense. What have they meant for your program so far?
You know, these guys have been around a long time, and they've just done a great job of work and working in the off season and getting better. You know, we do a lot of stuff in the summer, and there's very few days that they miss, you know, when we do our football workouts. So they put a lot of time and effort in, and, you know, just that senior leadership they had, you know, they started filling in last year with those seniors we had, and they were the last year senior were a great example for them, and they've just done a great job this year, and I'm super proud of them. And as you can see with the dedication night, the letters they wrote, they were pretty meaningful. So just a special group of players.
Coach, right back where we were last year, right? We're 4-2 again. You're pretty much almost in the playoffs again. What are you telling your team to just make that push and potentially maybe get a home playoff game?
You know, we just got to keep it in perspective and just keep playing one game at a time. We're not looking ahead. This was a big win first. We knew we had to get this win. But, you know, just taking one game at a time, we got to still focus at practice. You know, this week was a little rough with all the homecoming stuff, but our kids did a pretty good job with it. But we just got to stay focused and stay physical and stay healthy, and good things are going to happen for us. But, again, one game at a time, one practice at a time.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
As Jackson Pitts down there in a Hardee's post-game coaches interview, a big win for the Blue Demons tonight, Shane. And this is maybe a playoff sealer. You don't want to go that. You know, I think there's a few things could happen, but I think Albie is going to make the playoffs. Now this kind of a win puts you in a position where you can step up that ladder. And as Jackson was talking about, you know, can you get that opening round playoff game at home?
Yeah, you know, great position to be in because we got the win that we really needed tonight. We had to have one last week, but so now, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen, but I hate to see they are in the playoffs for sure because we're not, but we're really almost there. But this team wants to have a home game.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Yeah.
You know, you win one of the next two, you win them both. Boy, look at the driver's seat you're in.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to get into the locker room. We got some winning coaches to talk to, but run down on the field. Christian, is he still with us? Because he had to run off, but we'll get your final comments, Jackson Pitts.
You know, Jason, I just think there's just so much left in the tank for this Blue Demon team. We saw it tonight with the breakout of the offense, and that defense has just been solid all year. And, you know, when these guys just get that momentum that they had on offense, it's just tough to stop. And I thought Coach Kroll called a great game, and the kids executed his game plan really well. And the same goes for Coach Odafer, as he always does.
Well, good game out of our crew, Shane Holmes.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, this camera work, we got the monitor up here, so we get to see all the nice camera work everybody does for us. Man, that's just, yeah. It's amazing.
Mariah Smith, thank you so much. Wow. Just tremendous job. Nathan Parks, and of course, look at that handsome guy down there on the 40 at the gimbal cam.
Those are some real amazing shots.
That's Austin Major right there, man. You know, I appreciate it. Hard working up and down the field to get here early. And the pay is really good, Shane.
Hey, I've ran a camera up at State Wrestling, and it's not the easiest job in the world by no means. So.
And it's an art. It's an art.
And then you got a guy over in the booth who's behind all of it. No one sees. He's the Wizard of Oz, and also known as Elon or AKA Brian Carter. And Brian, Shane, he worked on my son's wrestling room. Looks like the Iowa Hawkeyes with his lettering there at Main Street. And he's going to work on a little project for me, too. It's really cool. He's got some things he's done at my art, but he's so talented.
Yes, definitely. And, well, I seen photos of Christian's wrestling room.
And Iowa Hawkeye lookalike. I mean, it looks just like
it is. It's like a duplicate, so that's really cool. Yeah,
he's working. He's going to be working on a project for me, and you'll love it. I promise you, Holmes.
All right, I can't wait to see it, buddy.
But when he's not behind the scene here, he's at Main Street, friends. And Brian, thank you. Congratulations on
the hours he puts in. Great job by him.
All right. Are you ready to jump into the locker room?
I'm ready.
We're going to turn these lights off. We're going to jump into the locker room show brought to you by Summers Insurance. After a quick timeout, we're going to talk to some of our outstanding coaches. Coach Jensen's going to join us. Did I see where Coach Bumstead's going to be on as well? Getting these in. Gail Warch is working hard on the phone lines. We'll get with them. Montezuma's John Beck going to join us. Big winner tonight of Rebel Plain. And how about I-35 and Centerville? They are undefeated since the putting that new quarterback in. What a run they're on. 20-14 over I-35. All that and more when we come back to the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Breakfast just got even better because when you combine the bold, creamy smoothness of Hardee's new cold brew coffee with the made-from-scratch goodness of Hardee's famous breakfast, you get a delicious new way to power your morning. Hardee's new cold brew coffee, available in vanilla cream and original flavors. Treat yourself to the smooth, bold, ice-cold goodness in the making. Order ahead on the Hardee's app. For a limited time, participation may vary.
Thinking about ordering car parts online? Well, hold on to your seatbelt, because you might order what you think is the perfect car part online, only to receive a garden gnome? Yep, not even close. Maybe for a hood ornament, but not the part for the car you needed last week. At Napa Auto Parts in Albia, we promise you'll get exactly what you need right when you need it. No garden gnomes, no random surprises, and no frustration. Just quality car parts from those you can trust. The right part at the right time. Trust Napa Auto Parts in Albia. At Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy, we believe there's an athlete in all of us. Our bodies were made to move. Whether it's on the field or in your backyard, we know you'll feel better if you move better. Everyday tasks and activities can be made easier, and living without pain is possible. We're transforming lives and restoring hope through movement at Kinetic Edge. There's an athlete in all of us. Let us help bring out the athlete in you. Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
KIIC's Locker Room Show is on the air. The Locker Room Show is presented by Summers Insurance. Summers Insurance, where they shop and you save. The Locker Room Show breaks down tonight's gridiron contests. Stay tuned as we chat with coaches from darkened football fields, noisy school buses, and jubilant locker rooms. And now, from Football Central, KIIC's Locker Room.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back in on a football Friday night, the locker room show. Eyes up, Shane Holmes, as the lights on the football field go out. The locker room, most locker rooms are emptying out as well right now. We're getting a late start here to the locker room show.
Yeah, long homecoming night, some festivities, so we're running a little late for the locker room show, but we got a lot to tell everybody.
Yeah,
tonight.
I can't wait to get to the scoreboard. Some really big ball games, one of them right away. And this is a big win, Montezuma, and I think I've got this right. 28-24 over Belle Plaine, Jackson Pence. That is a big. You know, I hate to say it because I really think Montezuma's got a program, right?
They definitely do. Yes. Yeah,
Coach Beck is one of the best coaches in the state.
Yes, yeah.
But that was still a. They're the underdogs in that ball game.
Yeah, Belle Plaine was the favorite to win that district, and so far during the season, nobody had even come close to touching them. I mean, they put up 80 points probably three or four times this season, so that's a heck of a win for Montezuma.
Big win there. Jared Jensen's going to join us here in a little bit. Sigourney Kyoto, a win over Pella Christian, but Pella Christian did a good job making that a football game. But again, the Cobras are legit.
Yeah, and you wouldn't expect anything less from a Coach Kaczmarski team. They're always solid. They had a tough start to the season, but you got to look at who they played too. They played some really good teams early on, and I think that's only helped them too. I mean, they put up a close fight tonight with Sigourney Kyoto, and they still got a chance to make some noise there in Class 1A playoffs.
How about a team that's on a roll, guys? Centerville, a win tonight as well over I-35.
Yeah, a really good I-35 team. Too. I tell you, you know, we were talking about just a little bit ago that, Centerville had to change at quarterback, and that team has really accepted him, and they've just been rolling ever since.
And I've been looking for the score for Ottumwa Ames. That was back and forth all night long, but I can tell you, boys and girls, Ottumwa, they're going to move to 6-0, baby. And a big win for Coach Light and the Bulldogs over Ames. That, you know, that was the game, too, I think people said, well, we'll find out if they're for real.
They sure proved it again. I mean, I'm just telling you, this team is really good. And they have multiple weapons. Maneri, I don't know if Maneri played tonight or not, but they had another running back that stepped up, and just he's just a beast.
This is the football team averaging nearly 50 points a game.
There's not a lot of teams that can stop 50 points a game. So especially, you know, with that Class 5A, it's kind of a grinded out game there in Class 5A. But, man, if Ottumwa can put up points, there's not a lot of teams that can stop
Pella with a big win over Newton tonight as well. We knew this was a good Pella team, but impressive win there. And how about the Mohawks, back-to-back wins?
Two for two on the Mohawks the last 2 weeks. I really like their team going into late in district play.
Well, let me take a look at the scoreboard real quick here. Van Meter tonight over Sheraton, 38-3, the final score there. Clinton over Oskaloosa, 26-24, a tight ball game there. Oskaloosa gave a great fight. Ottumwa, as I just mentioned a moment ago, big over to Ames tonight, 41-34, 6-0 are the Bulldogs. EBF, the Rockets, Red Glare, they beat the Cardinal Comets tonight, 54-26. Sigourney Kyoto, a big winner over Pella Christian, 42-21 in the final there. Wayne beats North Mahaska, a game I did not see happening. 14-9, the Falcons over the Warhawks. Pella with a win over Newton tonight, 35-28. Clarinda shuts out Clark, 64-0. And that was Clark's homecoming as well. 61-13, the final score, Pekin over Highland. Moravia, as I just said, big, big winners over Meltzer Dallas tonight, 55-22. And Montezuma over Belle Plaine. I think they were ninth rated in a 28-24 win for Montezuma. Centerville, 20-14 over I-35. Grinnell, big over South Tama, 45-7, the final score there. PCM, doing what PCM does, Shane Holmes. That is a really good football team.
Really good. That's a team I really expect to see in the Dome this year.
52-8 over Vinton Shelburg. Nevada, 49-0 over Knoxville. And New Williamsburg, 54-12 over Fairfield. I want to catch up with Coach Beck and talk about the big win tonight for Montezuma. Coach, I believe he's on the line here. Coach Beck, join us. Coach, congratulations. I would rarely put your team in an underdog status, but tonight that's kind of where the world saw it, but that's not how you guys had it planned up.
Yeah, it was a great, great team win. The guys up front really did a nice job for us, and then our backs and our receivers were able to go make some plays on the ball, and then defensively holding Belle Plaine to 24 points is pretty big.
Hey, Coach, this is Jackson Pence. I've followed your program a lot. When I was in high school, I got to know the Shear boys really well. you guys always put up a lot of points, and you hold Belle Plaine to a team that can score a lot, and they scored multiple
times. Can score, man.
Yeah, I mean, they've scored 80 points a couple times this season. How did you guys hold them to 24 points tonight?
We did our assignments really well. We tackled really well. They have a very good line. They have a very good steady backfield led by the Alcott kid. And we were just able to grind it out and tackle well. And then when they went to the play action, we were in our spots where we needed to be. Just made enough plays. That's what it comes down to.
Coach Shane Holmes here. A great win tonight for you. Could you highlight some of your exceptional athletes for the night?
Yeah. So Brady Bolton, he threw for 3 touchdowns for us, and then ran for another. So 115 some yards on passing, and then another 100 rushing the football. And he did a real nice job. And then Brett Plants and Brooke Stockman, both ran the football really hard and really well, both getting between 50 and 70 yards apiece. And then our receivers, we didn't have many passing attempts. We had about 14 in the game, but when we passed, they made some big plays. David Rose caught a big touchdown pass, and then Lars Taylor caught 2 big touchdown passes for us. So it was really, really nice to see. And then our backers and our line really did a nice job on the defensive side of the ball. I think all of our backers were in double digits tackle-wise.
Coach John Beck on the phone line here in the locker room show. Victorious tonight, Montezuma over Belle Plaine, 28-24, the final score. Coach, a win like this certainly puts a lot of a win to that sail, and you guys have certainly got to have a lot of confidence.
Yeah. It's really one game at a time. We've had a pretty tough stretch here, and we're looking to finish it out. That's the main thing, and see where the win takes us, I guess.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll look forward to maybe catching up with you next week as well, but a big win for your program tonight.
Thank you, guys.
Jackson, we saw that score coming across, and, Belle Plaine's, they have not even, they had not been tested.
No,
they've been tested, but I meant they have passed every test with the perfect scores.
That's right. Probably better than perfect scores.
Yeah.
I mean, even though it's 8-man football, putting up 80 points is still a huge challenge, especially with the running clock and, teams aren't going to want you to score 80 points, but still, that's a huge win for a Montezuma program. And frankly, they're in the driver's seat in that district going forward.
They've certainly got to hold the wheel, Shane, and that defense. 24 points. Holding Belle Plaine did not see that one coming.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can hold an 8-man team, they just score at will most of the time. So tell you what, I don't care what class of football you're in, defense wins championships.
Well, it sure does. And how about the defense played by Sigourney Kota tonight, 42-21 over Pella Christian. Coach Jared Jensen joining us here in the locker room show. Coach, man, congratulations. A huge win for you guys. A really tough, always tough, well-coached Pella Christian football team. And you hold them to 21.
Yeah, we had a few injuries here and there and had some guys subbing in and guys kind of playing out of position a little bit, but gave up two touchdown passes over the top. But Crabley shouldn't have been there, but I think it was good to battle a little adversity, which we had to. I mean, we are pretty much 3 of our backs were kind of dinged up and kind of subbing in for each other, and couple cornerbacks were dinged up a little bit, subbing guys in, moving guys around, and they just caught us on a few passes. But I thought the defense played really well to start the game and just kind of forced them into some bad situations. And when the defense is playing that well, our offense doesn't have to score a whole lot, but we definitely put some points on the board.
Hey, Coach, this is Jackson Pence. You talk a lot about the depth that you have on your team. It's hard to win games when you don't have a lot of depth, and it sure seems like you guys have tons of it up and down the board.
Yeah, I think we do a good job of preparing, all the guys. I mean, we do a lot in practice with whether it's freshmen through seniors, individuals work. We're working together, just trying to build those guys, see what they can do, and next man in. When someone's got to step out, next man in, and let's roll. So, you've got to have that depth. And tonight, it showed with some of those guys going down and mixing some guys around, throwing some new bodies in. You know, we were still playing at a high level, I felt like. And to be successful, you've got to have those guys back and those guys up, just whether it's to get breaks or fill in for injuries or whatnot. But, you know, it was a team win tonight. You know, I think everybody did their job. There was a few things we probably, you know, look at, and I wish we could have done something a little different. But, you know, we did what we needed to do to get the win, and that was the goal.
Coach Shane Holmes here, listening to you here, you know, you get the win, but it still sounds like you saw a lot of stuff tonight you want to clear up at practice. Is this the time of year, though, for that to kind of happen so you can fix it before the games get real important?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, I mean, we've done it since week one. You know, we'll evaluate, understand what we need to work on that this week in practice. So, you know, next week we come out and we got things shored up. So, you know, it's going to be a big week of preparing a lot of guys. You know, there might be some guys that are dinged up this week and limited in practice a little bit. So it gives us an opportunity to, you know, coach those other guys up a little more than they typically would be. And, you know, you just got to continue to strive. And we talked tonight. I mean, we know we've got two games left. We're going to be preparing for those teams, but we got to prepare ourselves for that third week as well. You know, we got to continue to get better, not just, you know, say, oh, we're on the downhill slide. And, you know, we got to prepare ourselves for a deep run in the playoffs. And that just comes with coming to work every day with a willingness to go out and do your best and learn and be coachable and, you know, just keep progressing on the things you need to get better at.
As Coach Jared Jensen victorious tonight, are the Cobras. Coach, congratulations. Colfax Mingo next week on the road and finish up at EBF. And I think one of the toughest jobs for a coach to do is when you come off of two, you know, you've really been on a run here. And a big game like tonight is that bounce-back game. And it's not a bounce-back game, but you get your team back up after maybe you thought you played for a district title.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's we came off two. We knew these two games, these last 2 weeks, were going to be the biggest ones on the calendar, and you know, we took care of business the way we needed to, and just keep getting better, and you know, going into next week with the mindset of we got to take another step forward.
Well, Coach, congratulations! Thanks for stopping by once again. We'll catch back up with you next Friday morning.
All right, thank you. Go Cobras.
Guys, you know, sound like a few bodies banged up, and that's what you're going to get this time of year, right? You're going to get, you know, those bruises and bumps. You just hope that's all they are, is bruises and bumps. And you know, Jackson, if you look at the schedule, you know, not to diminish Colfax Mingo or EBF, but it certainly gets a little less, less difficult if you're the Cobras. And, you know, you got these bodies, you know, you really hope you can maybe come out and get some leads and then rest some bodies as you go into postseason.
That's right. And you never want to take an opponent lightly. And I doubt that Coach Jensen
will.
They
won't.
Yeah, they definitely
but that
won't.
Is the challenge,
yes,
too, by the way. Because,
yeah,
you know, and that's what we're talking about here at the end is, you know, as a coach, maybe the toughest job is not to get the team up for a homecoming game against a rivalry. It's to keep your team up after you've come off of big wins and you've maybe thought you've already got a conference or a district title.
That's right. And You always want to, you know, you want to get a lot of guys in and out of games, and I think you heard tonight that Sigourney definitely did. They got a lot of guys in and out. They switched the running backs up a lot, and that's going to really pay off when you get into the playoffs and you get a deep run, and maybe one of your star players gets injured. Man, you just pop somebody right back in, and they do the same stuff.
That's a lot easier said than done, Shane, because you know you're into, you know, that's what they're developing, or that's what they developed is. And he talked about that. You know, they go back 2 years ago, and I'll never forget that opening game. They're out a lot of guys, right? And they were forced to come in, and you know they work on that. They drill in each team. When I say first team, second team, third team, and they're getting those reps. But it also comes down on the kids mentally to keep themselves in it, right? You know, you're sitting on the sidelines and you haven't been in, and now you're throwing that role. That's that mentality you kind of have to just either you grab hold of it or you don't.
You have a lot of practices and you work hard at practice, but if you're not a starter and you get thrown in a game, you're not mentally prepared as you would be if you knew you're starting that game. So that's why you just gotta work hard every practice.
Good win for the Cobras, and I hope they'll heal up. And of course, we'll get him back on next Friday. And Jackson, big win.
Yep, huge one. Can't wait to watch them as they go forward.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. The lights are starting to go off here at Ironman Field, and I'm down to two lights.
We'll come back here as the locker room continues on. How about the Big Red?
That's another train I don't want to get in front of right now.
They are on the momentum train, no doubt about it. What run they're on here. We'll talk with Coach Kovacevic when we come back to the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show.
Talking with someone about suicide or suicidal thoughts can be hard, but sometimes it's a necessary conversation to have. If you're concerned about someone and you've noticed a drastic change in behavior, ask the person directly if they are considering suicide. Research shows that asking the question directly helps the suicidal person feel at ease and less alone. For more information, call Southern Iowa Mental Health Center 24 hours a day, 844-430-8520.
Right now, get $10 off your next $50 purchase when you sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card. Just sign up and get $10 off your next $50 purchase. With Hy-Vee Perks, you get fuel savers, members-only prices, digital coupons, and rewards. And for a limited time only, new members who sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card get $10 off their next purchase of $50 or more. Sign up today, in-store, online, or through the Hy-Vee app. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome back into the Locker Room Show. We're going to catch up with Coach Kovacevic here in just a moment. But Pat Powers, the voice of the Rockets, give us an update on the Rockets and the Cardinals tonight. Pat, break down how the nice ball game went.
We get ready to wrap this up. Rockets with the win, 54-26, Mike, as the Rockets were victorious over the Comets from Cardinal. But, man, there was some fireworks in the first quarter.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, with the Rockets scoring 24 points in the first quarter and Cardinals scored 14. It looked like it was going to be a very, very offensive game all night by both teams, but the Rocket defense was able to come alive in the second half and shut them down pretty much, except for that one touchdown early in the third quarter.
Rockets were able to seal the deal, but those penalties were just atrocious. That's something to work on for sure, as Pleasantville will come into Ike Ryan Field next week.
Yeah, we can't be doing that against Pleasantville. They're a better team than Cardinal is, and we just cannot be doing that against a better team.
A big victory for the Rockets. They're second in the district. Last year they had two in district. This year, again, they get two wins. That should push them into the playoff spot if everything holds true, with just a couple games left in the district. But man, I got to tell you, this ball game was not in the bag until late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, definitely right, Pat. You know, we shot ourselves in the foot many, many times in that second half, and we were very fortunate we were able to get back and into the swing of things to do a better job.
Well, that'll do it from Cardinal High School here in Eldon. The Rockets victorious 54-26. For the game, Richard Ledington, Clayton Young, Mike Lane, I'm Pat Powers. Back to you guys in the studio.
All right, thanks, Pat. Big win for the Rockets tonight. And you know, he said it, I think now the Rockets they put themselves in the driver's seat for a bid to the postseason.
That's right. They control their own destiny from here on out. Yeah, a huge game next week at Eddyville with Pleasantville coming to town. That'll be a huge test to see if they're playoff ready, or you know, they're gonna have two more chances to punch their ticket to the playoffs.
A team that's been tested, Shane Holmes, Centerville. You know, they lose their quarterback and they lose the opening game of the season. Coach Kovacevic, you know, the back's against the wall. And now I think they've just grabbed the keys to the playoffs as well. A big win for them tonight.
Yeah, it all started with that Sheraton game that we kind of all thought Sheraton had it. But, you know, your quarterback goes out, you bring this young kid in, and he's just led the team. And it almost looks like they're playing like a new team. And, boy, a big win tonight with over I-35. Yeah, I was pretty impressed with I-35 when we played them. And, wow, they're just really turning their season around. So, kudos to them.
Well, let's go find out how that ball game went down tonight. Coach Matt Kovacevic joining us. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Your team is absolutely, you must be butter because you guys were on a roll.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. It was an interesting game tonight. I will say that. It was, we didn't pretend as good as we played last Friday at Sheraton. We probably didn't play as well tonight. But at the end of the day, when sometimes winning not your best at a high level and still finding a way to get the job done and getting a win against a very physical, very good I-35 team was gratifying. It was a great homecoming win. I'm proud of our guys and proud of our staff and proud of getting one there.
Coach, a must win, really, because, you know, this district is so tough. You guys are in, man, one of the toughest districts in the state of Iowa. And to get that win, I think that catapults you into the playoffs. Now you're playing for a position in that. But this was a really must win if you want to get to the playoffs type of game.
Yeah, I mean, we know what's in front of us, and we know what the last 2 weeks look like with Van Meter next week and then Clarinda in week 8. So, yeah, we knew how big of a game it was, and we knew what was at stake for us. And like I said, to be able to not maybe being at your best and be able to play and when things are down and maybe things aren't looking so good, to be able to rise to the occasion and to be able to get, I thought our defense was really sharp tonight. We turned them over 4 times. We needed 2 humongous stops in the last 5 minutes of that ball game when I-35 had it in plus territory, and we got 2 stops with some great play, some great individual play, and it was just a great team win. And just to be able to, the kids to be able to understand that maybe it doesn't come so easy, and then to be able to pull it out is really gratifying. It just shows the heart and kind of the confidence that we're playing with right now. You know, you got to understand what's at stake and what we're doing, and they did a tremendous job of just understanding what was at hand, and to get a couple stops late in that game was humongous.
Hey, Coach, this is Jackson Pence. You know, we talk about your quarterback change and how you guys started 0-2. What changed for your team after that Davis County game?
Yeah, Jackson, that's a great question. I wish I could tell you what the answer would be, because I really don't know. Other than we have some really great senior leaders. We've got some great kids that said, okay, well, it's nothing hurt. It is what it is. And to be able to lose Landon, you know, a kid that was so big to our program and meant so much to a lot of us and everything, to see these kids rally around, you know, Mac and Clayton and just to see them say, it's okay, you just move on, next guy in type of mentality that I think you guys were talking a little bit about earlier. And it's just a tremendous effect of how the next guy has to come in and be ready to go, you know, so, and they've done that. You know, at the end of the day, the kids have done that, and they've bought in. You know, they bought in the summer and moving in through the summer and into camp and then into the season. You know, it didn't look like things were going well when you lose 2 rivalry games in the way we did. You know, things could have. I probably have seen a lot of Centerville teams probably just fold up shop and say, okay, well, let's just get to basketball. But these kids are pretty resilient, and you know the staff is resilient, and it comes from having good leaders and coming from working in the summer and saying, hey, just because we're 0-2, we've got 6 more games. Let's just go out and play them and see what happens, and kind of taking one practice at a time, one game at a time, and see where the chips fall. And it's been fun. It's been really fun watching these kids grow and mature and get better and practice hard with effort and energy and keep this thing going. So I'm really, really proud of the kids and our staff.
Coach Kovacevic, a big win tonight for the Big Reds. Thanks for stopping by, Coach. And, man, you know, it's you versus the world next week. Van Meter, obviously, you know, fourth-rated state champions. But I like being in that place because, you know, you just go out and play.
Hey, you got nothing to lose, and
yeah.
Knowing Coach Kovacevic, he's going to throw everything out there on the table to try and get that win, because it would be a huge win for them.
And this team is playing really good.
That's right. And they have the offensive line to maybe match up with Van Meters. I mean, they have a huge offensive line, and they were in the ball very well against Albia in that first week.
Well, Coach, go have a good week, and we'll see if we can't go shock the world next week.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
You look at this. You start 0-2. You lose your quarterback, right? And then you throw 4 straight together.
It says a lot about your team right there. And he's got to be such a proud coach of how his team has responded to that 0-2 start. And you know, we saw Davis County tonight, and, man, they look like a totally different team.
Yeah, and just the resilience of those kids to step up. Like he said, you know, a lot of kids would be like, well, Basketball started. Let's get to something else, but no. I mean,
they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're in the playoffs, and they got to go Van Meter. Not easy, right? But I like that, like being the underdog, and you still have Clarinda. You get Clarinda, and you're we're talking. You're in position to be hosting in the playoffs.
Yeah, that Clarinda game could be decide who gets second place in that district if Centerville can't pull it out next week. So, there's a lot of football left to be played, and I really like where Centerville sits so far.
All right, let's get Coach Bumstead on. The Mohawks with another win tonight. Coach, congratulations, buddy, putting it together.
Thank you. we're trying. Thank you.
I love the happy voice because that's always a good sign, and that you still have a voice because I've about lost mine, and I can't imagine being on the sideline screaming all night. But Coach, what were those moments that put that extra smile on your face?
Well, defensively, I think we had three interceptions, some really good pass rush out of our ends. We've been working on. We finally got a good pass rush, and things just went our way, and then offensively we were able to run the football. Didn't have to throw it too much, and they just took control of the game right from the start. So it was a good night for all of us all around. Young kids got in. Everything went well.
Hey, Coach, this is Jackson Pence. Coming off a week last week where you scored a lot of points, and then bang, you scored more a lot of points this week. What's been clicking for your offense these past couple games?
I think part of it is, I mentioned last week, I think our line play has just improved a ton in the last 3 weeks. even our last game that we had played when we got beat, I think our line was coming along, and they've had some chances now where they can actually get things going, and that has helped us a bunch. And we'll see as we go, our last two games, if we keep improving and get things going, just makes our run game go, and then that obviously opens up the pass game that we have. So,
Coach Shane Holmes here. Congratulations on a second win. And, I mean, is there just a different feel to your team now, after you got that win? Sometimes that first win is the toughest, and once your team gets some confidence, it seems like a whole other team out there.
Yeah, it is. It's, practice is enjoyable, when you go into the game, you can see it in the kids' eyes. They're ready to play. They know things are going to work and what we're working on, and a little extra hop in their step as we, prepare for the week. And we've got a very winnable game coming up this week again. So, it's like we're just trying to keep things rolling. Then we'll end with the big one with BGM. But it's been a different team the last 2 weeks.
Win this one next week, New London, back-to-back home games. Coach, thanks for stopping by. Congratulations on your big win tonight, and look forward to visiting with you again next Friday morning.
Okay, thank you.
Guys, you get a win, New London.
And there's the big one at the end of the year.
Yes, I agree. You start out, there's a little bit of a recipe going on here in our conversations here at the end. Teams that struggled in the early start and put together wins. Now you look at Moravia, and suddenly hear that knock. That's the playoff door.
That's right. And coming from where Moravia started to where they are now, it's just a totally different team.
First year coach, graduating class that was one of the best classes they ever go through, Moravia,
that's
right?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Coming off of high expectations. Brand new coach, I think around the end of June. That's no time at all. And so it's not only the players learning in the system, but a coach learning Moravia.
Yeah, and the players getting to learn the coach.
It's not just learning the kids. You're learning where is the locker room at?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and part of it is the players learning the coach too, learning what the coach's style is like, and I think they've really caught on to that, and it's proven off the last couple of weeks.
And you got to believe in your coach, it's hard to do that when you're on a losing streak, but when you start winning, you start seeing everything he tells you.
Contagious indeed. A big win tonight for Albie, homecoming victory. Albie with a 41-7 win. We'll be back in the morning in the coach's corner, and Jackson, you're welcome to come join us if you're hanging around.
We'll see. I got to go get my U.S. Cellular Cosby's phone tomorrow.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Shane will have Tom Cakert on and Bill Seals, Hawkeye Cyclone Report, and we'll talk with the football team. I can't wait to hear from Jason Van Arkel, the Tumble Bulldogs, and break down that game tonight.
Great. It's going to be a fun show. We got but you're going to be packed.
Better, you got your running shoes on?
I do.
Run the bed because you're going to sleep fast tonight. All right. For Jackson Pence, Shane Holmes, this is Jason Summers saying so long from the Locker Room Show. And a big thanks to the very best producer in all the business, Jacob Briggs at the KIC Studios. You've been listening to the Locker Room Show brought to you by Summers Insurance. Have a great Friday night. Off to the high school scoreboard.
The only all